It's amazing these days how many things we have to crowd our senses. And even though many of them are fun and they're pleasurable, they make demands on our time. And so, with life as complex and as full as it's become, we simply don't have time for God. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as today we take another look at your relationship with God from a different perspective. I think perhaps that in this day and age, we make life a whole bunch more complex than it needs to be. Not entirely our fault, of course. Just in the last couple of decades, things have changed so much. You go in the supermarket today, and what you discover is that you have a whole bunch more choice than I had as a young boy when my mother used to send me down to the corner shop to buy a bag of sugar. And I'm not that old. Not just more choice in things we can buy either, more choice in how we spend our time. Maybe that's why our attention spans are shrinking. More choice in entertainment and communications and coffee shops and not just in the affluent West. I spent some time in the back blocks of India not so long ago, and the rampant consumerism of the West is making inroads there too. I was sitting in a tin shack in a village without cars, full of oxen wandering down the main street, and people on their mobile phones, and each person had a different one. And so life is a whole bunch more complex and busy and hectic these days. So here's the question. Where does God fit into that equation? Over these last few weeks, we've been looking on the program at what it means to be close to God, to have an intimate relationship with Him. So many people hunger for that, desire to be close to Him. I think it's built into our hearts, into our DNA. We yearn for it. Sometimes we realise it. Me, I didn't for the first 36 years of my life. I went running around looking for the satisfaction that only comes from being close to God in a whole bunch of different places, in career, in money, in status, in position. Other people are a whole bunch smarter than I ever was. They get it from an early age. They realise that if God is God, well, they want to be close to Him. But it's a bit like a marriage. It's not enough for me to love my wife. It's not enough for me to want to be close to her. I have to know how. And so instead of spending too much time on the idea of being close to God, we've been looking over these last few weeks at the how. How to get close to God. And in particular, this week, the barriers, the things we believe and say and do and that build up a wall between us and Him, and how to tear those barriers down. I'm not sure how it is for you, but business and complexity and just the day-to-day pressures of life could easily become a barrier between God and me. Not a barrier that He puts up, but one that little by little, brick by brick, I allow the world to build between Him and me. Now, that might sound a little odd to you. You might think, hang on, isn't Bernie some minister or something? Doesn't he preach this stuff on the radio for a living? The answer to both of those questions is yes. But even when you're getting about God's business, the busyness of doing that can separate you from God. Let me give you an example. This morning I was up very early, about 3:45. I was lying awake in bed. I had some programs to prepare, wondering whether the emails I was expecting from the US and Canada and Africa and the UK had come in overnight. And I got up and had a shower, and the real temptation was to go straight to the emails. I know I want to write this program and that program. I'll go straight to the PC and start writing. How easy would it have been for me to bypass my quiet time with God this morning? It's so tempting. See how that would have been just another brick in the wall, just another step away from God. So the busyness and the complexities and the pressures of life conspire to rob us of the wonder and the joy and the peace that come when we take the time to be close to God. I've left this one till last, the last barrier, because I think it's probably the most common and the most insidious, partly because we're prone to marching to the drumbeat of this world. The demands of career and conspicuous consumption and all the entertainment that we do and all that stuff that's so seductive. Have you ever stood back and asked, why am I so busy? The answer is because we're marching in the world's parade instead of resting in God's peace. Was it meant to be this way? I don't think so. I want to share with you today some powerful godly advice from the Apostle Paul, the old, experienced apostle, writing to his young protege, Timothy. This is what he writes in 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning at verse 6. He says, look, godliness with contentment is a great gain. We brought nothing into the world. We can't take anything out with us. But if we have food and clothing, we'll be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. In our time, it's more than just the love of money. It's all the things that money can buy: pleasure and entertainment and power and position. A friend of mine makes this point. He says he doesn't want money for its own sake. He doesn't want to be wealthy. He wants money because it gives him options and choices. And we do live in a world where we're spoiled for choice. Yet we know as we choose that road, we end up being pierced by many pains. Same in marriage. You focus on the other stuff and the marriage is going to fall apart. Focus on all that other stuff and our relationship with God, our fellowship and our intimacy is going to evaporate. We're sacrificing that for many foolish and harmful desires. I wonder if we did a stock take on how we spend our time, our energies, all the time we have to think, I think a few people might get a rude shock. If we kept a diary of just 1 week how we spent our time, my sense is this is one of the biggest, most common barriers in the world today between people who want to be close to God and yet don't know how. If you, in this series over these last couple of weeks, remember just one thing, if you act on just one thing, if you take just one thing in, let it be this. Spend time with Jesus alone, with the door closed, with the book open, with your heart ready, with your mind still. That takes some doing in a hectic life. It takes some tough decisions. Yesterday I was sharing that one of my key weaknesses is my love of food. Dealing with that, changing my patterns of behavior was really, really hard. It took real focus and commitment and prayer, and it's the same thing here. It's a big decision. But, you know, Jesus, somehow in his hectic rock star kind of lifestyle, found the time. Have a look, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. He was always with crowds. After he'd done that, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. You see Jesus do this over and over and over again amidst the incredible busyness and pressures of his life. We want to be close to God. We have to spend time with him alone. It's so simple. It's so important. It's so obvious. So why do we miss this? What's the matter with us? As that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory. Victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at christianityworks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised after all. The Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is christianityworks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.